ACCHS Coaches Insight Program, one final time, brought to you by L&L Construction. Brandon Tabman joined by the Tigers boys basketball coach. One final time, it is Corey Eckert joining us as we get the season wrapped up here across the area. Coach, again, I know it wasn't the most ideal season, but you were playing a lot of young kids, only a couple of seniors, and we'll kind of dive into the roster momentarily, but obviously a very tough draw in that first round of sub-state, taking on a top seven team in the state in Sabetha, the Big Seven League champs, and Blue Jays are able to get the win. Just what was kind of an overall thought and takeaway from that game against Sabetha?
Yeah, Sabetha's really good. Nine seniors, and they play all 12 guys, and they're big, they're fast, they can shoot, so they do it well, and that's why they're one of the best in the state and should make a deep run this year. I didn't think we gave up ever. You know, I think we battled, and despite the score, we had a good second quarter. It was 21-15 against Sabetha, and then so we did good things in the game, but we just couldn't handle their size and their strength down low.
Let's talk about just kind of the roster and what you saw from a developmental standpoint this year. You were playing a couple of freshmen, a sophomore, a couple of juniors, along with your couple of seniors as well, and we'll talk about the seniors momentarily, but just, again, the youth for the team, the development that you saw and the growth from late November, early December to this final game here in late February.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we definitely made some really good gains and progress. It didn't show in the win column, but, you know, down the stretch there, we put some of our best basketball against McLaughlin, which was a 10-point loss for us, and JCN, who's a good team in our league, we lost by 10. And even our last game against Pleasant Ridge, we had a chance to win it, we lost by 2. So, you know, the guys battled, and we made some progress. And, yeah, like you said, we played some freshmen, but pretty much, you know, out of the 11 guys that I had this year, one truly had varsity time. So everybody was new to the speed and to the game of the varsity level, freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. So, definitely got some good experience and improved our skills. And now we have the summer to fine tune some things and be ready for next year.
Yeah, that youth and experience throughout the course of the year should certainly pay dividends going into 24 and 25. Real quick, again, just two seniors on the roster. A quick shout out to them and kind of what they meant to the program.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Carter Swinson was one senior, and he kind of waited his turn for the last couple of years and finally got some varsity time this year. And down the stretch, you know, the last six games, he averaged nearly 10.5 points a game for us, and he was a 3-point shooter and made some big shots for us down the stretch there. In some of those games, we had opportunity to win. And then James Sheets was the other senior, and he was the guy that was our main varsity experience guy going into the year. And he kind of, you know, had a different role starting out. He was used to being kind of that assist guy, and it took him halfway through the season to figure out that he needed to be the shot taker and the initiator. And his last six games, and when he returned from injury, he averaged 12 points a game. So, you know, those two seniors definitely meant a lot to the foundation that I'm trying to set there. And they finished their last six games strong, and nothing to be ashamed of for them. So,
ACCHS boys basketball coach. Again, that is Corey Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction. One final time, Tigers had their season come to an end in the first round of sub-state against Sabetha. Looking forward to 24 and 25. Coach, we appreciate your time all throughout the season. Enjoy that off-season, and before you know it, we could be talking to you pretty soon. Of course, it goes by pretty fast.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Brandon.